Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church Radio broadcast already in progress.
When you're on the Jericho Road, there's but one direction that you are headed. And that's down. Praise God. You see, in the text, verse 30 says, and a certain man went down, which means that he left Jerusalem. And he went down to Jericho. Praise God. And you see, the Bible says, a certain man. That means that that could be any man. And the women, don't you feel that you're left out? Praise God. Because he's just speaking generically. Praise God, that could be a white man, that could be a black man, that could be a short man, that could be a fat man, you could be tall, skinny, praise God. You can be fat, you can be thin, praise God. What I'm trying to tell you is when you are walking on the Jericho Road, you are headed in one direction. Praise God, and that's down. Another thing for those folks who got a few coins in their pockets, you could be rich. And you could be poor, but when you are on that road, praise God, you are headed in one direction. And that direction is down, praise God. And one thing that I want to say, praise God, when you are on your way down, there are some things that happen to downtrodden people. Praise God, when you are on your way down, I'm talking about down to lying. Down to stealing. Down to killing. Somebody said, well, I ain't never killed nobody. But can I tell you something? Praise God. We have one of the most powerful weapons in the world that sits right in the middle of our face. That's called this tongue. And we have killed more characters than we could ever kill. Down to alcoholism. Down to drugs. You know, most folks who start out on drugs started out with some, well, I'm just going to smoke a little marijuana. It's not going to hurt. And as they continue to smoke that, praise God, it leads to something else. Praise God, to the point where they find themselves ripping and running up and down the street. Praise God, when they've really gotten hard on something, teeth are falling out. Praise God, they have no decency about themselves anymore. I'm talking about somebody that's on their way down. Not only down, praise God, to drugs, down to homosexuality, down to witchcraft, down to hatred, praise God, down to jealousy, down to envy, down to the bright lights, down to sickness, praise God, down to your sick bed, down to death, down to the grave, and then down to hell. When you are on that Jericho Road, there is but one direction that you are headed, and that direction is down, praise God. And that's one thing that I found out about a person that's on that Jericho Road, Sister Cootie, praise God. When you are on your way down, praise God, I want you to put that second point up there. You will inevitably fall among some thieves. Look what happened to this man. It says that he was on his way down. Praise God. He's going in a downward spiral. Praise God. And now he didn't fall into somebody that was going to help him right away. He fell among thieves. And look what the thieves did. They just said, and one thing about a thief has one goal in his mind. In his life. That's why John 10:10 says that the thief cometh but not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he said that I come that they may have life and that they may have it, meaning life more abundantly. A thief comes to do one thing. Somebody said, well, what is a thief? Well, you know, a lot of people think that a thief is just somebody who sits in the dark. Just in the dark looking around to see who he may steal from. But don't you know we have some thieves, praise God, that just in the daylight, praise God, that's just as dangerous as night. Praise God. That's why I was so glad to see all of these young people in here today. Praise God. I'm not just preaching to you young folk. I'm preaching to all of us because y'all know how I define youngness. Praise God. If you are less than 85 in here, I'm preaching to you. I'm trying to make sure I covered everybody. Yeah, hallelujah. Praise God. See, a thief, praise God, is somebody who lurks to take those things that don't belong to him or her. Amen. Praise God. Look at what the text says, that he fell among those thieves, praise God. And the thieves stripped him. Young people, can I say something? This is for the young. You've been raised in church. Mama and daddy has done everything that they can to bring you up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Mama and daddy has done everything to give you and to provide everything for you. But then you go out there and allow some of these thieves to strip you of the things that you have. Yeah. Somebody say, what are some of those thieves? Some of those thieves are some of this company that you are keeping. Some of these folks who would tell you that, well, your mama is old-fashioned. Your daddy is old-fashioned. That's the way they did things back then when they were coming up. Praise God. And they will strip you of all of the things that you have. I'm talking about strip you of your honesty, strip you of your decency, strip you of your reputation, strip you of your morality, strip you of your home training. Praise God. Strip you, praise God, to the point where you can't say amen no more. Praise God. Strip you to the point where you won't come into the church, praise God, and try to raise holy hands anymore. I'm talking about strip you, praise God. Sometimes you'll get stripped of your voice. God has blessed you, praise God, with a beautiful voice. I'm ready to preach now, y'all. Praise God. But the thieves strip you of all of those things. Praise God. Strip you, praise God, of your ability to raise hands, and strip you of your faith.
Yeah, preach, man. That's good.
Praise God. I'm talking about being stripped. And that's what the thief's job is to do, is to strip you of all of your possessions. Praise God. But not only that, we find that this man, praise God, I know it's a parable, praise God, not only was he stripped, not only did he fall among thieves who stripped him, but praise God, the next thing we see that happens to him is that he was wounded. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor,
neighbor.
A wounded animal is a dangerous thing. Now, I want you to look at him again and say, neighbor,
neighbor.
A wounded human being
is a dangerous thing.
But see, you see, he fell among those thieves who stripped him, and then he got wounded. Praise God. Let me tell you what it is. When a wounded person is a person that can't love no more. Their ability to truly love has gone away. A wounded person is somebody that can't forgive anymore. I don't care what you try to do or what you say, praise God. They say, my mind is made up. They cut me off. Therefore, I'm going to cut them off. That's a wounded person. A wounded person, praise God, is somebody that would feed on the minds of somebody who's weak, praise God, and tell them things, praise God, that they have no business telling them in the first place. Praise God, in psychological circles, there are two phrases that they use, praise God. One is delusion of persecution, and the other one is delusions of grandeur. But praise God, you see, a person that falls under the group delusion of persecution, of those folk who think that every time
somebody get together that they talking about it. Says the how they can be looking at a football game. And the folks in the football game, they get in a huddle to call the next play. They saying, man, they talking about me. But then on the other hand, they got those folks who operate under delusions of grandeur. They believe that, praise God, everything is great. Everything is hunky-dory. Praise God, and the whole world is falling around them. That's a wounded person, praise God. And one thing I've learned in this life, you cannot confide in a wounded person. Praise God, you go to somebody and say, look, man, I'm having this problem. You wonder why a lot of born-again believers don't want to go get with some of these folk that's in church and tell them their problem. They may be having a problem that they are hurting with, and they want to share it with somebody. Praise God, but then it got to the point where they can't share it with another church member, because as soon as they share it with a church member, the next time they look on CNN, what they have shared is on CNN, because they have shared that information with a wounded person. Praise God, so you better be careful. Hallelujah. Who you share information with. Praise God, there are a lot of people that can probably get out of sin. Praise God, if they can confide in another brother or sister who can help them in that sin. But praise God, because so many folk have taken what somebody has confided in them, and they have taken it and put it out on CNN. Praise God, folks in the church don't even want to come and, praise God, share those intimate, those things that they are hurting with on the inside of them. Hallelujah. So don't share that. See, a wounded person would do that. Praise God. And let me tell you something, folks, young people. When you are on that Jericho road, you fall among those thieves, and that thief stripped you of all your decency. Wound you, praise God, to the point here the devil will do just like he did this man in this battle. He'll walk away from it and leave him half dead. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's good to be half dead. And I want you to ask, say, why is it good to be half dead? Jesus can do more with a half-dead person or a half-alive person. So what am I trying to say? Praise God. This man fell in, praise God, the hands of this thief. Praise God, that wounded him and stripped him of everything. Left him half-dead. Praise God. And the Bible tells us that religion came along.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
We were talking about living the way God would have this church to live. We know our subject is the church must arise. You know, we have a lot of the word. We have a lot of